and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 360.
I was going to say 59.
That was yesterday, Mike.
That's why I didn't say anything.
I can't get the stuff. How are we all doing? Johnny, refresh! Are you there, Jonathan? Let me know. He said he thinks he's here. 360 sounds about right. Yes!
Shouldn't we be saying 360?
Well, we could, because that would be double 180. Mm. Do you know 180 only seems like yesterday? Yeah, I've now had to turn off every bit of news. Honestly, if it's not one thing here, it's another. So I've turned it all off. So who do we have with us? Oh, Mike was first, but he's cheated. Not totally cheated. He just had a webinar, so he posted really early. Then that played with Jonathan's mind. So then Jonathan came in, but he thought we could have been live. But I assured him, no, it was Mike playing with his mind. So now I've let you know. Poor Jonathan. Anyway, good evening, Jonathan. Hello, Renee. Hello, Kim. So how are we all doing? Wednesday, still no news of the Apple event. Oh, do you know, I pretty much had it pegged for next Tuesday, but now it looks like it's going to be the Tuesday after. What do we think of what might appear, given that the iMac has died a death? The iMac Pro. I'm not surprised in a way. They were selling something that they called iMac Pro that was slower than the standard iMac. The only thing that surprised me is they didn't get rid of it sooner. Clearly had a backlog to lose. But unless you really, really like the space grey, why would you buy one that's quite old and slower than the newer iMac that just happens to be silver? I don't know either. I don't know. And what else was there? That's run out. Some silly stuff about the MacBook. The MacBook that Apple have never announced, never confirmed, never mentioned. Yeah, it's not coming. It's like, It was all the speculation about the MacBook that would have more ports on it. That one, the mythical one. I bet they're just playing with people's minds, just like us. I reckon that there's no way that that was ever coming. So if they've said like, that's not coming, not yet. Maybe it's because it never existed and now they realise people want it and they'll have to think about it. What do you reckon, Mike? You don't care one way or the other because you don't want a laptop, do you?
No.
Like your mother. Mike's mother doesn't want a laptop. No, she wants an iPad. I'm still not 100% sold on that, given all the sessions that she does and stuff, but we'll see. We'll see. Anything else in the way of kit? Not a thing. But if I hear one more word about those air tags, there will be bad words said. Would you buy an air tag?
No.
It could actually quite suit you.
It would. I'm always losing.
He's things. Always losing stuff, but you know, usually it's his phone, which pretty much renders the air tags useless because you would find that with your phone.
Oh, did you hear the A lady go off?
I did. In the middle of your webinar. I never said a word. It wasn't me.
It must be me then. But I had the door shut.
I know you did. And I didn't hear anything. And the A lady on the landing, the one with the superhuman hearing, she does. She can hear you from across the street, that one.
I said the word filter. I said filter.
Well, she piped up and she said, I don't know that one.
Yeah, well, she's not responding now.
No, she's sulking now because you ignored her. That one's possessed. It's possessed.
I don't get it because you can say filter a million times. I've been saying it all day on training.
Yeah. Well, she just took one on herself at that moment, Mike.
She did.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Ah, Renee's very fine. Excellent. Jonathan has one wish. Oh, can we grant Jonathan his wish? It would be I could do unspeakable things to one customer. My patience has literally run out with one of them. Oh, poor Jonathan. That does not sound like the best of days. There is such a thing, you know, as saying no to a client and getting rid of them. But I'm guessing that that's not on the agenda and you've got to put up with them. Mm. There was a, we were watching something, weren't we? I think it was some business related course that we were watching, probably on LinkedIn. And the guy was like, this with the client, that with the client. And he said, and don't forget, you know, there are clients, and I think he used the term pissy, and you don't want pissy clients. He said, so sack them. Sack your clients. He said, I know it sounds like a really strange thing to do. Like, who even thinks that? But he said, there are some clients and they need sacking. So I think you need to watch that course, Jonathan. It's okay to sack clients. Hello, Tony. Oh, Renee's headphones got a firmware upgrade. Never had that happen with the old headphones. I think I've only ever had that with the AirPods. My AirPods were gaslighting me last night. There's just something about AirPods. When they work, they're fabulous. And when the left one tells you it's got zero battery repeatedly, they're not fabulous. I have no idea why it keeps doing that, because they're in the same case. When I check that, they're 100%. But I take the left one out and it says, It gives you that like, the sound that you get when you go through the checkout and it didn't swipe properly. That one. You see, at the moment, it's telling me that both of my AirPods got 100% and the case is 84%. But if I take the left one out, it's always potluck as to whether it's got any juice in it at all. So I've done firmware updates on those, but obviously nothing else. Let's have a look up here. Oh, Jonathan's grandparents want a MacBook and they need an iPad. Maybe we should swap. The thing is with Mike's mum, she's doing presentations on Zoom. She's written several books. Jewish history, basically, but by location. So a real deep dive into the Jewish history of Manchester or the Jewish history of Bolton. And there's some group or other, and she does presentations. So she'll do a reading from the book or books, or she'll take them through like how she wrote the books. You name it, she does presentations. And I'm just thinking, she's so used to doing that in front of a computer. How can you show certain things? You know, you can't share your desktop of your computer where the data is on a Zoom call on an iPad. But we'll see. We'll see. The actual laptop, not dead yet. The laptop in question is actually Mike's laptop, because hers broke during lockdown. And obviously trying to get it fixed wouldn't have been an option. So we sent ours. One of ours. Now, the one that was sent, I have one of. Mike and I bought twins from John Lewis. It was probably about 4 years ago now. Just really, as far as I was concerned, you know, I was through with Fusion on my Mac. There was nothing wrong with the VMs, but it was just like, oh, it slows everything down. And, you know, so I decided I would get a physical Windows box. And the one thing about it that was amazing, I think the screen was about 15.6 inches, but it had everything. It was totally self-contained. It had every port known to mankind on it and a DVD. Now, obviously, it weighed about 15 stone, but that wasn't the point. It wasn't moving much. So I thought, that's basically what people are saying they now want with a MacBook, preferably only weighing about 15 ounces. But it was a very good machine. I had a problem with mine that it wouldn't do an update. Mike has since fixed that. I'm just talking about your mother saying that she's doing presentations for her books. Mm. And I just think that would be a little bit trickier on an iPad. But we'll see. She does actually have a working computer at the moment, but it is about 4 years old. So maybe it's an as well as toy, not an instead of, which is pretty much how I work, as you well know. Yes, Lola, that's exactly what I said. It's surprising what she picks up. Alexa's just got a mind of her own here. She has, honestly. Do they sound different? That's a good question, that. So Renee sometimes does an intercom from the home pod in the bedroom to the home pod in the living room. Scares the living daylights out of your wife. I did that once, but not with a home pod. We don't have a home pod. What we've got are those cameras, the CCTV stuff, and they're all net view cameras. And they've got this bi-directional audio going on. So if you're watching it on an iPad up here, you can hear what's going on downstairs. But they can't hear you unless you tap and hold this little icon on the screen. So there was something going on, and I shouted down and I'd been ignored. So I just went onto the camera and tapped this thing and then spoke. Bad words were said and I picked them up. Like, what the heck was that? Where did that come from? You can do that, of course, with the echoes, can't you? But I must admit, I don't tend to bother that much. There is an echo show in the kitchen, and the reason that we have one with a screen in there is obviously for recipes and stuff like that, so you can surf the internet on that. And there is an echo show in the office. So I can actually video call down to him well and really frighten him witless. Or not say anything and just watch him like a stalker. Oh, isn't technology wonderful? Oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, no, poor Jonathan, contractually obligated to deliver something by the end of the month. Oh, no. Oh, they don't want you to. This is clients all over, isn't it? It's really not on. Really not on. Less battery problems. Anything that's an improvement. Apparently, I did see fly past my RSS feeds that there's an update out for iPhone and it's something security related. So basically do it and do it now. And I thought, you're kidding me. Gone are the days when I was idiotic enough to grab the phone and do it now. That way, bricking lies. So if everybody else can do it first and let me know how they went on, then I'll contemplate it. But until then, maybe not. Oh, Anthony's done it with students, usually because they turn up late, don't let you know they're not coming to their session. You do one-to-one tuition, someone not turning up is very annoying. Totally agree with you. Like Mike in his webinar last week. He's sat there, the delegates are sat there, but they can't talk to each other. Because the person who's doing his like technical assisting, they didn't turn up. So Mike didn't have the permissions to open the room. It wasn't his room. And the delegates didn't have the permissions to get in the room. So they all sat there. And then it decided that it wasn't going to happen. That was a webinar that ran tonight, I believe. So now it has actually happened. Renee's AirPod Max didn't charge over 79%. Should be better now. So some of the odd things that happen with tech. It's like, why does that happen? I've got an application on my Mac and it's playing with my mind. The delete key, so not the backspace key, the delete key, that deletes a key going forwards, doesn't it? Think about that. So my insertion point is to the left of the character I want to delete. Oh, it's deleting it all right. It's deleting random numbers of characters with that key. So I gets on to the developers. Yeah, we'd love to fix that, but we can't. Say what? It's an Apple issue on Catalina. They fixed it, Apple, on Biggles. And I thought, yeah, not ready for Biggles yet. Not anytime soon. So I can either make do with this or use my laptop, which is Biggles. But Apple, what are you thinking? And then, like yours, won't charge beyond 79%. I had an iPad, and it was my favourite iPad. It was a 10.5-inch 2017 model of iPad. And I just love it for grabbing and going, because it doesn't have a cover on the front. It has a gel back on it. That refused point blank to charge over 95% for weeks and weeks and weeks. I did everything. You know, he left it on charge. He tried different cables. He tried different outlets. I took it down to zero several times. Eventually, it just decided, oh, OK, then I'll charge. And then it started charging again. But you wonder, you know, what on earth goes on that it suddenly decides 95% done when it's not done. Not done. Kim's A-Lady has been asking me if she was correct, a lady to be answering me at three. Do you know, I did actually have it. I mean, I've seen comedies of this where you say something and one or other of them replies, either you're a lady or you're, in your case, S lady, but we have an S gentleman here. And then the other one replies to that. So I've actually had the A lady and the S lady talking to each other, leaving me well out of it. only happened once. But I thought, what's going on? And they were having a conversation. Like I think it was something I said. And then I think the S lady came back and said, do you mean? And then the A lady picked up and gave the answer. And I thought, this is like the lunatics have taken over the asylum. Yeah, bad words were said that day as well. As I'm thinking, what's going on? But they were talking to each other. The tech was talking to each other. So Anthony uses the announce feature. Got one in every room. I mean, the bedroom and kitchen, she's in a Sonos. Is it Sonos? Sonos? Aren't they bringing out a new speaker? A portable speaker? I think they said it was going to be about £180, which reminded me of the Jambox years ago, which was basically the first Bluetooth portable speaker. And I remember it coming out and thinking, everybody seems so excited. I'm not excited. What's the matter? So I sits down and works out what the thing does and then ordered one. They weren't cheap at the time. I've got a sneaking suspicion it was over £100. Was a very good speaker, though. But, you know, when you see what you can get for 20 now, they were probably no better than that. Oh, Jonathan's getting excited about Two Show Friday. Renee's using iPhone, iOS 14.5 beta. Right, I think I might update then. You never know, might do. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing with your marathon? On 338, may make it yet. Oh, you'll get there. You'll get there. You're only 22 episodes behind. And you've got an entire week. Oh, plus the 7 from that week. It's an ongoing thing, this, isn't it? An ongoing thing. And what else have we got here? Oh, Kim feels Apple's taking the users for granted. I've felt that for quite a while, Kim. It's just not the same company it was a few years ago. I mean, I don't like to keep saying when Steve Jobs was there, but when Steve Jobs was there. It wasn't particularly, I mean, we did say, didn't we, anniversary of his birthday, that he wasn't always the nicest person. You know, as a friend, I can think of better friends to have than Steve Jobs. But he had a clarity of vision with Apple that was scalpel-like. And I just think, with Tim Cook and whoever has the authority to say yes or no to things, they're just being driven by, well, they do what the British government do. The British government will come up with some idiotic plan and they'll leak this idiotic plan as a leak. No one will own it. It'll just be leaked. Then it'll be in the papers and then they'll take the temperature of the country. Will the country bear this or not? If it kicks off, the government can legitimately say, we never said we were going to do that. We're not going to do that. Never said we were. If the people are like, yeah, whatever, then all of a sudden that's government policy. That's a bit like Apple have become. You know, I mean, some people may have said, want a smaller phone. So they bring out a smaller phone. They can't sell it. So now production's been, you know, halved and then halved again. Somebody somewhere might want it. Somebody with enough power to write an article that gets some traction. But that's, Steve Jobs wouldn't do that. Steve Jobs would go with what he thought and everyone would just agree with him. But Apple seemed to need that before, you know, like 2-3 weeks before an announcement, there'll be a leak. And then it'll be like, oh, it's the worst idea ever. And you'll never hear it at the light of day again. But if people are like, oh, that's amazing, all of a sudden it's there. That's not how Steve Jobs did it. He got very, very upset if anything got leaked. And I agree with him because it's all part of the cachet of an Apple product. And I mean, as Jonathan agreed with me a while ago, and I know he's gone now, but the cast of thousands approach on the events doesn't work. It's like I sit there with a list and you know, check boxes. Oh, we have the lady. Although there aren't that many high up in Apple, we've got a lady. Oh, we have a black person. We have a black lady and we have a black man. Oh, now we've got a Chinese person. Oh, this one's in a wheelchair. And it's literally like they're trying to tick all the boxes. Just have the right person for the job. I mean, there was one lady that they took on probably about 8 years ago, maybe a little bit more. And I think she is a wheelchair user. And there was another one they took on who's blind. And they do all the checking of, is this accessible? Why aren't they there? Because they're actually doing the job. They're the right person for the job. Let's hear them. Instead of just, oh, she's pretty, tick a box, put her out there. And then when you count it, I lost count the last time when I got to 28. And I think the time before that, I lost count at 14. Can you just get three or four people, put them out there and then be the right person, irrespective of what they look like or what boxes they tick or don't tick? Just do that. But no. Anyway, we do actually have an event coming up. I think it's the 17th? Oh, I think it's the 17th. Let me get the link. I know exactly where the link is. It's not an Apple event, needless to say. Where's it gone? Samsung, an unpacked event on the 17th of March. Who's excited for that one? Not at all sure I am. There's the link anyway. That's the link to the event. I actually haven't read it myself yet. Why are you not linking? There we go. Let's have a look at it. I hope it's not as bad as that one that they did a while back. It looks like it's a phone. Is it a phone? YouTube channel, 10 a.m. on the 17th. Now, that's not as easy as you might think to work out what time that really is. Right, because 17th. It's Do Not Copy and Paste week. So it's Wednesday the 17th and it's 10 o'clock, but it's 10 o'clock if it's Pacific time, that's 5 o'clock here, which is an hour less than usual because we're having an extra lie-in. But, you know, it's something to look at, isn't it? It looks like an update to something Galaxy related. That's the most I've found in terms of things to get excited about. Tells you how bad it is at the moment, isn't it? Well. Right. Oh, Anthony's still got his jam box. Very good. They're calling it the Roam. I might actually have a look at that. I don't have any equipment of theirs. But it might be time to have a look. I did get some kind of sound bar for the TV downstairs. Now, the TV downstairs is where my bike is, but it's not been turned on in months and months and months. So I put this sound bar on it. The sound's shocking. The sound bar's fine if you play music, but I just think there's something about TVs. So, yeah, good speakers are important. But I think the best thing we could do is replace the TV, which wasn't mine to start with, it was my mother's, with an iMac. iMac's not something we're short of at the moment. I've got two in the bedroom. We can't actually use one because it's behind the other one. Well, we can as long as we use it headless. So, yeah, could have an iMac and the sound on that would be way better. So there are some high-end portable Bluetooth speakers they use in the street for small gatherings. That's pretty impressive. Makes me want to get one and then I think, what for? That's true. I think because the actual equipment these days, I mean, the speakers on my 11-inch iPad are just stunning. You really wouldn't need to put anything else in there. One thing that you might think of, Tracy, I've got an old iPod Touch, and I do mean old. The battery's absolutely shot. So that sits next to me, though. You know, and it works with Spotify, and I can hook it up with this Bluetooth speaker, this big Bluetooth speaker that I've got, and it sounds great. And that way I can do things on my Mac where maybe I'm recording something and I don't want the audio, that kind of thing. Because the Mac is iffy with Bluetooth if you're doing anything clever with audio. So if I had ever attached my AirPods to my Mac, it would route the audio to the AirPods and I would not be able to record it on the Mac at all. So I deliberately didn't put my AirPods anywhere near my Mac just for that. So Bluetooth can be quite handy. I've heard and seen some amazing speakers, but they're quite expensive, you know, like £260 for a portable one, I think. It got the most amazing reviews, but they would have been a toy, wouldn't it? Would have been a toy. Do you know what I like about IKEA? That they've got built-in charging on some of their desks. I love that. Liking that. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Oh, Kim used to love her iPod Touch. I got an iPod Touch 2013, I think. And my rationale was, it was either could have been very early 2013. But I didn't get an iPhone 5. I had the iPhone 4 and I had the 4S. Loved the 4S. Obviously, the 4S was the one that Siri came with. MacBite Siri arrived. And when the 5 came out, I was like, there's nothing wrong with the one I've got. But I had a problem. And the problem was that was when they changed the screen size. The screens went a little bit bigger. It wasn't the plus size ones, the Max, but it was bigger. It had like an extra row at the bottom. And I needed to make tutorials. And I'm thinking straight away, they would know it's not the latest thing. So I could have done with a way of recording tutorials with it looking like an iPhone, but it not being an iPhone. I didn't need another one, not at that point. So I bought this iPod Touch, but I actually waited. It came out and it had the same screen size as the iPhone 5. I think they were probably announced at the same time. But I waited about 6 weeks and I actually just one day was looking at the refurb store and they had one in refurb and it was something ridiculous, like £130, £140. And I thought, I'm just going to get one. And I did, and I carried it around with me with my phone. Obviously, it didn't make phone calls. Mind you, that's not always a bad thing, is it? I've had 2 phone calls in the last 2 days. Nothing to do with me, but it rang. And that's another occasion when bad words are said. Who's ringing me? No one should be ringing me, but they did. One was to tell me that I owed money on a parcel that's going to arrive. That's a scam. So I blocked that one. The other one, not a clue. But my phone doesn't ring unless the number is in my contacts. And if it's not, then I'm not answering. So I didn't. So this iPod Touch became, it was fantastic, actually, to have a separate device to record tutorials on, because then it didn't matter whether, you know, you would take the contacts off it or you would take something off it. Whereas when it's your phone, it's like, oh, to do a demo is going to be difficult because I've got to move this there and take that there. So that's what I used it for. In fact, it's quite scary if you think about it. The iPod Touch is still available, but no one really talks about it. It's not really mentioned when was the last time it was updated, but it's still there and very cost effective and incredibly powerful device. Let's have a look. How much are they now? There you go. iPod Touch at full speed, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Have we got a price on this? Not there. Right, you've got to click the buy button before you get given a price. That blue one's gorgeous. Do like the blue one. Right, let's have a look at it. £199 for 32 gig. £299 for 128 and £399 for 256. You think about that. If you really, really did have no need for the phone part of it, $399 for a 256 gig device is pretty good. Oh, that's pretty good. Don't I'll be talking myself into it. Oh, you've still got it, but you don't know where the charging cable is. I'm presuming it was it one with a 30 pin? Very unlike you. It'll turn up. Are you back?
Yes.
Look at the state of her face. Clean her face, honestly, Lola.
Come here.
Oh, yeah, she's going to come towards you for that. She doesn't do face cleaning.
She can do it later.
Oh, I did see the TikTok videos. They were amazing.
And she's being brushed.
That was Lola. That is Lola on a daily basis. Absolutely. Oh, and I didn't have one that had that. The first one I had, but I've only ever had one iPod Touch, and it was a Lightning one. I think it was the first time that that came out, a Lightning one. But it is an incredible device if you think about it. You know, if you were going out, remember those days, going out, and you needed to play music or something on somebody's Bluetooth speaker. So the parish centre has this music system, and it's got a cable on it where you can plug it in. So a standard audio jack, but it's also got Bluetooth. And I'd be far more comfortable attaching that to somebody else's Bluetooth than my phone. Plus the fact Bluetooth needs to be quite close to it. So you pretty much have to leave the device in the audio cupboard. But that's a good alternative. That is a really good alternative, particularly if you're doing it like every couple of weeks. Yes, you could do FaceTime calls on them, Renee, absolutely. So it's not that you couldn't call, and you've obviously got Skype and you've got WhatsApp. So really, I don't know why they're not pushing it more, because surely they would sell more, unless they're thinking, you know, if they pushed stuff like that, then people might get it instead of a phone. But what they're forgetting is you do need data. And we have, that's another issue with Mike's mother and her computer, isn't it, Mike? If she has an iPad, where's the data coming from? You know, I don't think she would appreciate a monthly charge for data. But there again, if she took a laptop out, she wouldn't have any data on that either.
She probably doesn't think of that.
No, she's not going to think of that.
She thinks as a laptop is fixed to the desk and an iPad's portable.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think this laptop that she's had has ever been unplugged. It's just that that's the type of computer she has always had. I mean, the room is big enough for it. Even her desk is big enough for a desktop-style computer. I think an iMac would look pretty stunning there. We'll have to see what comes out with an iMac, because if we could get her onto a Mac, that would solve a million problems, wouldn't it? We should get her an iMac when they come out.
Yeah, right.
Well, she doesn't like Microsoft, be honest. All her problems are related to Microsoft. It might go down really, really well, that.
Yeah.
And she could sidecar onto the iPad.
Yeah, we could do parental support.
Yeah, more parental support. Ah, but like young Johnny is saying, parental support, or in his case, grandparental support. It's not bad if it's a Mac, but like he said, if it's Windows, they're on their own. No, we don't have that option. But that's an alternative.
I could do Windows troubleshooting. At a pinch.
At a pinch,
pinch. Basic stuff.
Apple likes to sell phones rather than iPads. I agree with you, they do. But I think that it's still there, because you think about being a parent with like three kids and they all want a phone. And the iPod can do 99.9% of what a phone can do, as long as they've got some kind of Wi-Fi. And it doesn't come with the bill, nor does it cost over £1,000. So you could accommodate up to three children while you're buying one phone.
Anyway, what are those things called on your watch face?
Complications,
yeah, that's right.
What's happened? What's nothing, got complicated, Mike?
Nothing's got complicated. I've changed them.
I just
couldn't remember what they were called.
You managed to do the job. So what did you change?
Well,
let's hear
you're
it.
Like this one.
He's broken something.
No, I haven't. I kept forgetting what day it was. So I've put the full date at the bottom. So it says Wednesday the 10th of March.
Does it matter what day it is?
It does to me.
Does it?
Certain things have to be done on certain days.
Oh, right. No.
Like after hours has to be done on a Friday.
Well, yes, but, you know, usually you get reminders and things like that. So is that the only thing you've changed?
No. I did have just the day number, the 10, at the top left.
So you got rid of that?
So I got rid of that because that's now at the bottom. And I couldn't decide what to replace that with, so I replaced it with a battery indicator.
Useful.
It is.
This is the one with your rings on, isn't it?
Yeah, because it buzzes and I think it's the notification, and it's 10% battery power left.
Do you know what I did with mine? You'll like this.
I was going to put audiobooks on there, but it's not Audible audiobooks, is it?
Yeah, there's an Audible app, isn't there?
Yeah, but when you look at what's available and it says audiobooks, it's talking about there's no audiobooks in your library. So it's not my Audible library.
Oh, I don't know.
It must be Apple Books library.
Do you know what? I must admit, since I got my watch, I didn't get the first one. And I only got my watch because Oh, I think the books you're talking about is your books, isn't it? Well, you've not got the Audible app installed then. I have not investigated half that this watch can do because I got it for the health stuff and that's it. But what I did do, which you'll all appreciate this, you know the type of person, Piers Morgan, who has to have an opinion on everything that you do. Well, you know how when you move your wrist, your watch comes on. What's that number? What's this number? What's that for? And I'm like, it's private. Go away. You know, why would you feel the need to pry?
Are these people at church who ask you that?
Yes. Yes, they're church people. So I decided...
I've met one of those for a year.
No, I know. It's been rather nice.
Peaceful.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like more relaxed that I can be me and not face a barrage of questions about being me. But what I did, stop them doing it. There's one of the faces, I don't know, do they actually have names? Don't think they do. It's the face that gives you the most complications. You can put 8 complications on.
Does that mean it's the most complicated face?
It does. It's that one. So it actually looks like a standard watch. You've got the minutes and hours hand and you've got the seconds one going round in red. You've got a complication in each corner and 4 in the middle as well. And I hadn't touched that one. It was just the standard one. It's probably the one Kim's using. She says her watch face has got about everything on it. It'll be that one. So what I did with it was I put the battery in the top left. I put the calendar in the top right. When I say the calendar, you know, like your next appointment, that one. In the bottom left, I put the timer that's on the watch where you can do like 30 minutes or 15 minutes. I put the rings in the lower right. So those to me were all the things that were from the watch. Then in the middle of it, I've got the things inbox. I've got the drafts inbox. I've got the calendar thing. So it says Wednesday 10. And then I've got the activity thing, the one with the running person. So I set it all up like that. And when I went to church, instead of having the rings visible, which was what I would prefer to see, I would swipe it to this complicated view. Nobody ever asked a question after that because they couldn't make head nor tail of what it actually was.
Did you just say you had the battery indicator?
Yep.
But you were sarky when I mentioned it.
It was because it was like, what shall I put in that corner? I've got nothing else.
That's
to put the
exactly
there.
What I think. I'm now trying to install the Audible app. It's just going round and round and round and round and round.
Yeah, but it is installing it. So where you're trying to get your audiobooks is actually the iBooks app, yeah. As was.
Yeah.
Why have I got one with like what looks like a chipmunk on it? I should change my glasses, shouldn't I? Hang on. Let me have a look. Is it a chipmunk? It's probably a picture of one of my
PowerPoint.
Friends.
PowerPoint. I don't fancy doing a presentation on the phone.
I'm presuming it's a remote control.
Probably.
Oh, good grief. It's them emojis. It did look like a chipmunk. I don't do memojis. My memojis semper fi.
Make up on me memojis.
Oh, I learnt another one, Kim. I'd never heard this one. I don't know how I'd missed it. It was a guy. It was the NCIS. And he'd been injured. I think he'd lost a leg and he'd come back and he was in rehab. And they were talking about another Marine. And one of them said to the other, semper fi. And then the other one replied and said, oora. And I thought, pardon. Luckily, the subtitles were on. So I saw it written, so I went to have a look. Something about in battle, something. I learnt a new word. And it wasn't a swear word. That makes a change.
Bad words weren't said.
No, they weren't bad words. But I did learn a new word. Oh, it's the infograph, is it? Oh, right. Fine. Yeah, it's that one. But it can show you a heck of a lot, can't it? Honestly, that's amazing, the stuff that it can tell you. Though I'm impressed with that one. But I don't use it all the time because I like to see the fitness rings. And I like to see... That one is just about right for me. And I've got the timers at the bottom. I've got the health thing at the top. And I've got the breathe thing, you know, when you're supposed to breathe. That. I've got that as well. So that's the one I normally use, but that other one with everything on the infograph thing. Oh, yeah, I love that. Love that. I don't know whether I could settle with that all the time, though, because the health aspect of it, that was my number one priority. So I just settled on that one. The one, of course, that everybody loves. When you're demoing it, that's not what you demo. I'm thinking about our nephew, he wanted an Apple Watch. Thing is, he hasn't got an iPhone yet, so he's going to have to get that first. But it was, is that an Apple Watch, a real one? I said, yeah, yeah. Show it to him. And how old was he? 10.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Mickey Mouse? Laugh of it is, that's showing them Mickey Mouse. That works whether they're 10 or 110. just demo it. Oh, Tracy.
The thing is, his father's got a Mickey Mouse watch, which is about 30 years old.
That he might have.
If not more.
I'm playing Snap now with Tracy's face on here. I've got marooned on it, but mine's on the opposite side. What else have we got? We've got the health rings in the same place, so we're Snap with that one. Is that messages in the lower left? No. Wouldn't put that there. Wouldn't be able to see it anyway. Is that the walkie-talkie thing? We tried that once, didn't we?
We did once.
Yeah, once.
Yeah,
that
once was enough.
Never used it again. I guess it's a good thing, but you know, we just never used it again. No, the one that I would not want to be without. In fact, there's two now. I think I could live without everything else on that. But the drafts inbox and the things inbox is stunning. The reason with things is I can capture anything to it and it captures in the same format. I have been fiddling around with other send-to sheets and they're appalling. Every one does something different. I mean, I'll give you an example. Evernote. I know there's a new Evernote client, but it should be better than this. When I used to clip to Evernote, I would tap it and it would come up and I could put in a title if I wanted. I could put in extra information if I wanted and then just save it. Now it comes up with an email address and wants me to email it to somebody. I'm like, I'm trying to save it to Evernote, not share it via Evernote with somebody. No, not that. Can't handle that. So I thought, right, I'll send everything to Drafts. That won't work because Drafts is text only, so I can't do that either. So what did I look at next after that? Oh, Notion. Don't get me going about Notion. Didn't end well. Notion was down for 6 hours yesterday, only part of it.
The part you wanted to use?
Well, no, I actually didn't. No, because you know I've been using Obsidian to make sure that my notes are local. And then when I finished, I copy and paste them into Notion. Today's calamity is people are sitting there and typing up stuff in Notion and then it's vanishing. Now, you've had that more than once. And I just accept that as like, well, it's an online thing. And of course, that's going to happen. It's really annoying when the two paragraphs that you've lost are like, well, there wouldn't be two paragraphs of written stuff for me. They'd probably be about, you know, 50% of a live session and it'd be the running order. So I was using Obsidian to put it in because it's just text-based. And that way there's nothing to lose. It's stored locally, etc. But I'm trying something else at the moment and that's going rather well. So
I haven't got that clock face.
You must have.
No, I've got that one. Oh.
No.
I picked it up from my photos.
No. It's there.
Oh.
I think it's the first one. Swipe the other way.
Oh, right.
He's swiping the wrong way. There's always one, isn't there? Did I say not totally investigated it? there's Anthony's. Let's have a look. And
no, I'm on
the rings
first
one. Won't be visible when the watch is locked. It's considered sensitive information. Well, I guess I could lock it. I hadn't thought of locking it because, you know, I want access to it. But oh, no, I haven't tried the two fingers thing. Let's try that.
I'll stick with the one I've got.
She's ignoring me. Or to be more precise, he's ignoring me. Hang on, let's move across to that. That could be because I've got it on silent. Hang on. Let's turn the sound on. So silent mode off. 1944. Good grief. Siri spoke.
Mm.
Listen.
1944.
That's amazing. And I'm presuming, does he do that if it's locked? I've just thought of something. I don't think I've ever locked the phone, the watch, without taking it off. Let's try it. Oh, this is great fun, isn't it? Should have been learning about this 4 years ago, not now. I literally don't, but I don't play music on it. I don't listen to my audiobooks on it. I guess I probably should. That'd make life easy, wouldn't it? Right, I've put it back on and I'm trying again. No, nothing. Not a sausage. It won't even tell me the time.
1945.
Only when I activate it. Oh, I'm going to have a play with that. I did do. I think it was Tracy sent information through to Slack about how to do the ECG thing, and I did do that. And I thought, this is quite complicated. It's something that, you know, a doctor could probably do it. But I think it's something that I'd want to like do maybe once a week. Just you do this and then you do that, then you do that. Otherwise, I think you'd forget. Let's have a look what that is. I've got a link there. Yeah, Tracy's information was great. We'll have to see if we can find it in Slack. Oh, that's brilliant. I will have a look at that, Kim. I will read that and find out all about it. It's fascinating because I've seen some of these episodes. Well, I'm now up to series 6. 4 finished rather abruptly. I'm assuming 4 was the year that they went on strike, the writers. And it only had 18 episodes in. I was waiting for 6 more. So we went into series 6 and I don't think I've seen all of these. I've seen some. But not all of them. So the stories lines that are running through it are making more sense to me because I'm seeing them in the right order, thankfully. So I will read that later. Oh, you do use walkie-talkie. It must just be us, Mike. I just bellow down to him. We did try it once. It did work. But it was something that was a bit, you know, a bit gimmicky as far as we were concerned. But if you are permanently in different locations, yeah, that would work. Right, I'm now having a look at Anthony's watch face. Oh, that's cool. That's very different, isn't it? And that, I think I've seen that one. Where are we? Go away. Notifications now. Have I seen Lola. That one? No, I don't think I have. That is rather cool, though. I'm liking that. I see how your heart rate's gone up during the show. Do I need to take full responsibility for that? That is cool. I like that look. Nice strap as well. I don't think I've ever had a blue strap. Oh, now it's making noises. That's because I've turned on the sound and now I'm... Whoa. I'll tell you another face that I use. The really basic one. The one that just has the hour and then the hands. That. Because that shuts people up as well. I don't think I've ever used the... Is it that one? Yeah, the one... that Anthony's using. I've got weather in the middle, so mine is basically all to do with the weather on that one. So I don't particularly use that much. But the complicated one, I'm going to let Mike try the audible thing and then I'll let you know whether I try the audible thing, because you know what I'm like with my audible books, can't leave them be. Two fingers isn't working for Kim. Oh, it has to be not on silent. So if you swipe up from the bottom, make sure it's not on silent and make sure the watch is actually active and then do the two finger thing. And then it should read it out. Anthony has the ECG on his screen all the time. Last Monday you were in AF all day, so it was able to see the Apple Watch. Keep an eye on it. That's where the Apple Watch is just totally amazing, isn't it? That is absolutely incredible. Can you imagine if they add the diabetes checking thing to it, or at least blood sugar? Because everyone could use that. You know, just because you're not diabetic doesn't mean that you're not pre-diabetic or heading that way, because you are eating totally not what you should be eating. She's licking her bed dry now.
Oh.
she's crazy. The infographic modular, 3 buttons at the bottom. ECG, app for controlling, Sonos and drafts. Oh, you've got to have drafts, haven't you? You've got to have drafts. Drafts is just amazing. Tracy, love to use the butterfly or the jellyfish if you go out. Swanky evening thing. Mine's usually got the map on, see how long, how far from home am I and how quickly can I get back there. I do love the butterfly one though. They use that a lot when they very first advertise the phone and the watch, and having the butterfly, because I just love butterflies. But it used to be fairly static and now it bats its wings, which is just too cute. Too cute. Yeah, I might have to use that. Then people will be, what's that butterfly? Yeah, it's working. Excellent. I've not seen the jellyfish one. Have you seen the jellyfish? Oh, hang on. Oh, that just changed colour. No, there's a globe one and this hideous blue thing. That just changed to something. Does the butterfly change into the jellyfish? Mine's just batting its wings quite gently. But I thought I saw a jellyfish and then no. No, I don't think I've seen the jellyfish. I've got some weird stuff here. There's Minnie Mouse and a Mickey Mouse. Oh, and guess what? The photo, the random photo, is Ollie straining at the leash to get to Lola in the park many moons ago. Do you know that the photos it picks? The other one it's picked is this is me taking photos. You see, it's a photo of a card on my desk. I've got no date on this, that says, sorry, we need to turn your water off. Now, it was not in the last year, because I think if they turned your water off in the middle of the global pandemic, there would be a riot. I took a photo of it to send it to Mike to say, here we go again. You know, another lovely day. Got no water now. Good job we've got bottles. Changed species. Oh, right. OK, let me get back to the butterfly. Mine was just batting its wings. This is obviously going to be a case of a watch pot never boiling. Right, there's the butterfly. It definitely looked colour at one moment. I'll leave it. It's not moving at all now. Does it when it goes... Ah, right, so when you go back in, it then bats its wings. Okay. And are you going to change colour or just sit there? Just sit there, apparently. Oh, no, there it goes again. It's batting its wings. Not changing colour, though. Oh, hang on. Oh, now it has. Now it's a butterfly, but it's like purple and brown. Oh, you do realise I'm going to just be sitting at this, looking at this for hours and hours now. Oh, dear. Yeah, Kim's got it working as well. Renee's post-diabetic and that's the best. Exactly. I just think that would be so handy. Whether they can do it with just the sensors they've already got, I don't know. But isn't Tim Cook diabetic? And that was why he was pushing for it and wanting to be like a guinea pig for it. I think that would be the most useful. Try the two fingers with Mickey or Minnie. Right, okay. Just got a different butterfly now. Right, where's Mim? There she is.
It's 7:53. Good evening.
Oh, good grief. Now I need a child to demo this to.
It's 7:53. Good evening.
That was definitely a girl pretending to be a boy, that, wasn't it? Oh, good grief. What have you done here?
1953.
Siri sounds quite boring by comparison. Don't let Siri know that I said that. Does anybody find that sometimes it's not that responsive trying to change the face?
Yeah, I've struggled all night.
I think you have to take it from beyond and then go swipe across. You know, like that. Mm. Right over it. Oh, good grief, what was that? Take a selfie. Are you no, be ridiculous. I think I pressed the wrong button. Oh, this is why I shouldn't be let loose with it. Oh, do you know, I'd totally forgotten about that. I wonder if anyone's using the wash your hands. Well, Renee is. I think I played it once and then I was done. Do you know, we're not talking about washing hands anymore, are we? I mean, the government have changed back to their slogan. What is it now? Face something and...
Hands, shoulders, knees and toes.
Sort of. Is it hands, face and space? Something like that. But, you know, I think people are... Well, I'd love to see retail sales of soap and hand wash and see the graph on that, because I reckon it's probably tailed off and people aren't bothering anymore. Whereas if at the beginning it was like, I mean, I was scrubbing past my elbows with a nail brush. Mind you, having not been out in a year, I don't think it's going to make that much difference. Just on the odd occasion, somebody pops something through the letterbox. But all of our stuff's in the COVID cave, which is getting to the point we can't get in the COVID cave. So I think we need to raid it and do a mammoth unboxing. Mind you, that could prove quite embarrassing because we've no idea what's in the boxes, have we?
True.
And I have actually unboxed Otravine before today, haven't I?
Mm.
Mm, 3 packets of Otravine, which is a nasal congestion spray. Yeah. Is that tech? No. No, not in any way, shape or form. You know, we talked about the iPod and I said the blue colour was nice. It is. I love that blue. It's like an electric blue. But it's got a white face on it. Now, the black wouldn't suit an electric blue. But did you know there's also a pink? And it is vile. And I mean vile. There are no words bad enough for the shade of pink that this is. This is not a delicate rose gold, you know, where it that's pink. This is lurid Barbie Cindy in your face pink. It should not happen pink. It's that. There you go. I mean, really? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. They do a gold, though. They don't do a rose gold. They do gold. I still think silver or space grey. I mean, if you want a dark face, then it's going to have to be space grey, isn't it? Looking at that, one thing I had forgotten. Oh, good grief. Can you imagine? Doesn't have touch ID, does it? So not only does it not have Face ID, it doesn't even do Touch ID. So the home button is the original home button. I wonder if they'll ever upgrade that again. There's something to think about for the next event. I personally think there's scope for that device, but we'll see. And if they do, they'll put the price up. So in your face, pink. Oh, yes, that's not good. Does anybody, did you have Cindy in the States? I know you have Barbie. The big doll over here when I was a child was Cindy with an S. Now let's get some pickies of Cindy with an S.
Our CTO is called Cindy.
I think once you've had a doll out, you know, or a famous dog with that name, it's not good. It's not a good look. Cindy doll. It's so sexist. This is so sexist. Where's the actual doll thing? Yeah, there's a lot of Barbie. Maybe they don't make Cindy dolls anymore. Cindy was basically a more realistic version of Barbie. Same kind of height, a little bit wider. And that was the one to have when I was a kid. Oh, my word. I've just discovered while looking for a picture of a Cindy doll, which I can't particularly find. Vintage, hang on. Oh, I actually had that toy. Look at that, Mike. I had that toy. It was a Cindy buggy. I've got no recollection whatsoever of the tent. Oh, but I did have the buggy toy. You've still not seen a Cindy doll. Get that up there. There you go. This was one of the toys I had as a child. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I actually remember putting said Cindy doll in there. No, there's Cindy doll houses, but not much in the way of actual what I was looking for. In terms of the Cindy doll itself. But I definitely had that and a Cindy doll. Trouble was I had more boy toys. I had footballs and stuff. 1980s dolls for girls. That's bad, isn't it? Cabbage Patch Kids. Who's going to admit to having a Cabbage Patch doll? No, I didn't. I did not. Some of these that I've looked at from the 1980s. No. These look like they're from the 1880s. Finally, a picture of a Cindy doll. Like I said, Barbie, but broader in the hip. There we go. Finally. Cabbage Patch Kids. They were weird, and so were the people buying them with the certificates and treating them like they were actually human babies. That was just worrying. That was very, very worrying. Oh, but they were popular. Oh, Tracy wants an action man. I had an action man, Tracy, because there was a boy thing. You know, like with Barbie, there was Ken. There wasn't particularly one for Cindy, because Cindy was bigger over here than Barbie. And there wasn't particularly like a male counterpart. So I got an action man. Do you remember them, Mike, with the grippy hands? Mm. These things had rubber hands on them so they could hold guns and stuff. Once I got an action man, never looked back. Never got another Cindy doll. I tell you what other doll I had. $6 million man I had.
I think I had one of those.
And it actually had like a rubber sheath on its arm that you could roll back and see the circuitry in. Same with the leg. And I think he had a bionic eye, didn't he? Mm. So the back of the head of this doll had like a hole drilled through it. And in his eye, they'd put like a magnifying glass. So when you looked through from the back, you could see what he could see, if you're with me. Oh, it wouldn't pass muster these days, would it? But it was fantastic then. Oh, Tracy had three and they kept getting injured in the line of action. Unbelievable. Tony can feel a watch upgrade coming on. Mine's beeping at me because I turned the silent off. Never, always have it on silent. Oh, what fantastic memories, hey? Fantastic. Paul saw that some stories suggesting transfer of COVID via touch is less likely than thought previous. That's the one thing that I've noticed throughout this pandemic. You can't believe anybody who says anything because somebody will say the complete opposite tomorrow. I know science is the best guess we have today, but you don't expect it. I mean, okay, we were using leeches 100 years ago, but that's a long time ago. The way it's going at the moment, everything that we thought we knew yesterday is not the same as everything is today. And doubtless tomorrow, everyone will be saying something different. That I find concerning. Whether it's people who want their moment of being in the press, like I said, that company who were letting agents, so they own properties and they were landlords. They put a press release out to the BBC saying that people were fed up of working from home. And I'm thinking vested interest much. And it wasn't really vetted before it was put there. So they covered that story without saying. But obviously, the results of this survey, the survey was conducted by somebody who has a vested interest and they didn't say that. So it does concern me that people just come out and say whatever they want to say. One the other day, which is much more my feelings, but then it makes no sense, was Patrick Vallance. And he came out, or Chris Whitty, one or the other. He came out and said, you know, we need to take lockdown, easing out of lockdown very gently, because otherwise there'll be another surge. Now, they're not saying a peak anymore. They're saying a surge. And I thought, well, that's exactly what I'm thinking. You know, don't. Some other people were saying, oh, this is going great. It's fantastic. Let's go out of lockdown tomorrow. And he was saying, no, we've got to be careful about it. Well, I'm much more in his camp. Let's be careful about it because we did this last year and it didn't end well. So let's be careful. Let's stick to what we've got and see what the data says. But at the same time as he's saying it, I'm thinking, however, maybe not a peak, but aren't we all being vaccinated? So why is he as cautious as he is if the vaccine's working? And he didn't explain that. You know, and you can't tell people you've got to have a vaccine, you've got to have a vaccine, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to make sure that you're safe. And then say, but, you know, you still can't leave the house. Because people are going to get really fed up of that really quickly. But that's what they said. So there you go. Oh, Kim had troll dolls. Did we have troll dolls here? Let me have a look what troll doll is. I didn't have one. I did have a Tiny Tears. Tiny Tears was like a proper baby thing. Oh, I see those. Yes, yes, I did see those, but I didn't have one. But I am liking that one that's a wizard. They're cute. No, never had one of those. SARS-1 was spread via touch, so I think they thought SARS-CoV-2 spread the same way. Well, it could be. I mean, that hence all the wash your hands, do this, do that. Don't touch this, don't touch somebody. I don't know. And neither do they. But, you know, it's not my position to know. It's their position to know, and they don't know either. That's what concerns me. So everything they're telling us to do today could be completely different tomorrow or next week. So I take responsibility for me that I don't put myself at risk and I don't put anybody else at risk. Stay home. Stay home. Stay safe. And then in the end, we'll all work out what's right and what's wrong. But the way it's going, I'm with Kim. It's going to be 3 years. So we'll see. Oh, Renee's got Technic Lego. I've got a friend on Twitter. I don't know how come this was free, but he said the other day, I've just sent off for more Lego. And I thought, but you're 55. Anyway, this Lego arrived and it was like a Ferrari. And he said, my free Legos arrived. So I don't know why it was free. And obviously he's got to put it together yet. But this thing was like a red Ferrari. It looked amazing. I didn't have proper Lego. In the UK, we had kind of cheaper Lego that wasn't the brand Lego, but other than that, it was Lego. And I did have one little box of that. I wanted more. The reason Mum wouldn't let me have the Lego, I'm sure you can all appreciate, she stood there and literally said, you're not having Lego. All that will happen is I'll get up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and stand on a piece. And I thought, but Mum, and you know, I'll look after it, Mum, I will. No, she was not having it. Renee's 54 and would like to get some free Lego. Well, I don't know how he did it. It could be because he was buying other things and he'd collected points or something. But it looked amazing. It was a red Ferrari thing. Now, it might not have been a Ferrari, but it was a sports car, a red sports car. It looked rather nice. Tracy, could our mothers have been separated at birth? Tracy was fobbed off with cheap Lego and it never snapped together. No, what she did let me have when I was very, very young and wanted the Lego was Stickle Bricks. Who remembers Stickle Bricks?
I had Stickle Bricks.
They were cool, but they weren't Lego. They were a totally different toy to Lego. A Stickle Brick was like much bigger and it was like soft plastic that had like prongs on it. See if I can get one Stickle Brick. Good grief, Stickle Bricks are still available. You're kidding me. Good grief, they look identical as well. There's some Stickle Bricks. Look at that picture. You can see when you see this picture why this was not Lego. No. Stickle Bricks, not Lego. But to my mum, it was like, well, they're bricks and they're clipped together. What's your problem? But you couldn't make out of that what you would make out of Lego, could you? How much is it? This is a Stickle Brick fun tub. £17. Good grief. Oh. You got cheap Lego and that didn't work either. Toss it in the bin. That's the number one thing with Lego. It needs to work, doesn't it? What my second abiding memory is, the first is Mum wouldn't let me have any. My second abiding memory is my cousin. He was allowed to have it. And he was spoilt rotten with how much Lego he had. So it was all over the house. And yes, it did get trodden on. But he also liked Freddo frogs. And I don't mean like one Freddo frog. No, not when you could have 19 Freddo frogs. So he was constantly eating. If you remember, this was when he was probably like 18 months. If you remember, this was the same cousin that had all his baby teeth taken out because they were black. Because he was eating Freddo frogs all day. Anyway, I remember his Lego used to be covered in like sticky. Well, it was chocolate. There were bits of it that were recognisable as chocolate that were like shoved in the holes. Or the Freddo frog had like melted on top of it. But the thing was, to make it worse, and I do hope no one's eating, they had a cat as well. So if you could imagine the melted chocolate and cat hair on this Lego, it was like, I really want my own Lego. You can play with his Lego when you're down there. Well, yeah, I know, Mum, but have you seen it? I wouldn't mind. I would have thought she would have understood. Because when she went down there, it was some kind of party or other. Oh, I think it was our joint. The one you have at 14 confirmations. We had confirmation together, but the party was at their house, and Mum loved cream cake. That was a real treat for her. So we get down there and we've all got teas and coffees and stuff, and Mum had got they'd cut a piece of this cake and given it to her. At which point the other grandmother, so not my grandmother, the grandmother on his father's side, looked over and said, "Oh, the cat had that earlier." I've never seen Mum leave a cream cake so quickly. Oh yeah, that was great. Yeah, chocolate Legos creeps Kim out. Yes, I feel your pain. That's bad. They've got a whole over 18s range. Good grief, Anthony. Oh, I'm going to have a look at this. Over 18s Lego. I'm clearly missing out. I need to revisit my youth. Oh, look at the price of some of this. Oh my. The Colosseum, 450. Oh, maybe I'll find this car. There's a Porsche, but that's white. This one was red. Oh, don't show Mike the Old Trafford one. Do you want that one, Mike? Look at that. That's cool. There's just one thing wrong with that. That doesn't actually look like Old Trafford. The roof meets up all the way round, doesn't it?
Don't know if it does. No, not now.
I thought it did. I didn't think it had naked panels like that. Let's have a look. Now I've got to prove the veracity of this. Right, let's go and have a look at Old Trafford on a map. Does it match up with it? Zoom in. Now my watch is making all kinds of weird noises. Right, let's do the satellite thing and have a look. Well, from that angle, it looks like it does. Isn't there a tilt on this? Is it globe view? That looks like it. How do I tilt it? There we go. Nope, you're right. It doesn't. Wow, I always thought it did.
It used to in the old
days. It used to, didn't it? Mm. Yeah. Okay, that's fairly accurate then, apart from the side panels.
Lola.
There's even a team coach. Oh my. Lola. If you're wondering what I'm looking at, that's what I'm looking at. Will you settle down? Do you just want attention? Right, let me see that link that Kim's put in there. Spent your youth building things like this. Let's have a look at this. It's bound to be fabulous. Oh wow. That's a proper space thing, isn't it? NASA. Wow. I think the kind of rockets that we built with Lego were nothing like that. No. But that's amazing. Wow. I did do a little soldier once, a Beefeater, what were they called? It was an aircraft model kit. You know the type I mean, where you have to put it together and then you have to paint it. And it's all very intricate. I did a soldier. That was all I managed to do, this Beefeater. And that was that. Oh, what fun. What fun we have. I would have loved doing the model kits. Mum was less keen. She didn't like anything that came in pieces that had to be put together. I don't think she trusted me to put it together. Very unkind. Because I was fairly decent with that. I was. But no, she didn't like that. What we did have that both of us really enjoyed, this was stunning for its time. It was called Plasticraft. It was like a crafting kit. I wonder if they still do it. There's Plastic Craft and there's Plasticraft Displays. That's probably a company though, isn't it? There's Plasticraft. Good grief, I've actually found a photo of it. That's exactly what it was. Wow. It looked like a chemistry set. All right, let's get that up there, share it with you. Oh, I see, you and I, Tracy, it'd been great with the historical figures, wouldn't it? I went with this one, which is this Plasticraft thing. And what it was, there's a tin, it says liquid plastic. There's also the blue trays. And what you would do is you would get the blue trays and you would pour in some of the liquid mix. And then you would let that harden, but not 100%. And then you could put things in it like shells. So underneath the silver circle thing, there's some shells underneath it. And you could put flowers in it. You could put anything in it. And then you would make like a paperweight, look like a paperweight. And there's little bottles of colour in there you can put in it. Oh, it was fabulous. I loved it. Obviously, you needed to buy extra liquid. But that was one of the memories of my childhood, that. I loved that. I don't know if they still make it. It says vintage toys from the 70s, which it was. I remember the first time we tried it, we had the shells upside down. That didn't end well. But we did improve after that. I bet that's still in the loft somewhere. Wouldn't surprise myself. Oh, I don't know about that one. Some horrible child would put the granny's teeth in it. Do you know, I bet some did. I bet some did. But if you look on the box on the right-hand side, you can see that some of them were there were some metal bits in there. And you could turn these things into key rings or badges and stuff. It was amazing. I loved stuff like that. That's definitely the kind of stuff I loved as a child. Right, what's that one? Isopon. Oh, fiberglass. Oh, no, my dad used that on his car, so I left that well alone. Definitely left that well alone. I'm having a look at Kim's now. You made bugs. You could. I think some people put flies in that. I mean, why? Oh, wow. Creepy crawlies. Good grief. They look amazing. No, I didn't have anything like that. But it does say plastic shop, doesn't it? So I think the principles are probably the same. They didn't really take that as far as they could go, though. They didn't make like other shapes that you could do. Like there's loads on that picture of yours. And I think there was only about 3 or 4 shapes that you could make. But it was pretty amazing. You could get high on the fumes. It's like what you're describing. Oh, yes. Because you had to mix it, didn't you? There was a hardening agent that you had to add to it. I mean, there's no way something like that would be given to children these days because they'd probably be drinking it. There was something I saw on Facebook and it kind of summed it all up as far as I was concerned. It said, we now have on the side of cups, you know, paper cups from McDonald's and stuff, contents are hot. On the side of a battery, a car battery, it says, do not drink. And they were saying, you know, in my day, there was a handbook that told you how to rebuild the transmission. And we've kind of dumbed down since, haven't we? Considerably. I don't think kids have anything like as much fun as we did. Everything's so sanitised and it's got to be this and it's got to be that. I mean, I wish I could share what went on at the governor's meeting yesterday, but let's just say there was a lot of eye rolling in the MacBytes HQ area at some of the things that were being said about the children. And I thought, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. It'll only kick off. So I didn't. I was very, very good. Right. Well, we better go and sort Madam out, seeing as though she's in an I want to be with you and played with mode, isn't she? Mm. We will. We will be back with you tomorrow, which will be the eve of Two Show Friday. Do have a good time in between. Don't think we're going to hear anything from Apple this week, but if I say that out loud, then maybe we will. We can always look forward to what we'll get next week. So have a fantastic rest of the day and we will see you tomorrow. So good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.